With WNPR News, I'm Lori Mack. Connecticut says it's prepared to go to court with the state of New York over the right to dump dredged materials in eastern Long Island Sound. WNPR's Harriet Jones reports.
Connecticut's ports, Navy Base submarine yard, and other marine facilities have a long-term natural problem. The water they depend on is getting shallower. Sand and other sediments get deposited by the action of rivers in the Sound, and periodically it has to be scooped out or dredged. The issue is what to do with that excess material, some 23 million cubic yards of it over the next 30 years. A plan recently unveiled by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency wants to designate a deep water site in eastern Long Island Sound to receive some of it. That's unpopular with some environmentalists who say the material is too polluted, and the state of New York recently threatened to sue the EPA if it moves forward. Reeves Potts of Brewer Yacht Yards told a news conference Wednesday the dredging is essential for marinas and other industries on the Connecticut shoreline.
I don't think there's anybody in this crowd or anybody in the state of Connecticut that feels any stronger than I do or the people in our industry about keeping Long Island Sound clean.
Second District Congressman Joe Courtney says being able to undertake adequate dredging will also help safeguard the Groton Navy base if it's ever threatened under a base closure round.
At some point, a brack is coming, and we need to take this issue off the list, and that's exactly what this plan does.
Courtney says any toxic materials that are dredged will be tested and contained, and the bulk of the material can still be used on land for things like beach restoration. Governor Daniel Malloy says the state stands ready to defend the plan against its neighbor.
Minor adjustments to the plan are things that could be talked about, but we need a site. So if they're threatening to go to court, I can assure you that the state of Connecticut will participate in supporting the Environmental Protection Agency's position.
The eastern site would be one of several deep water disposal sites designated in the Sound. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.